You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to a very special episode of Life of an Accounting Droid. I'm your host, as always, Neil. For episode 34, I alluded to it a bit last week. I wanted to do something a little bit special, but it actually kind of worked itself out over the course, or at least since the last week's episode. So there's very little for me to do, but the bit of teasing that from last week is that this week I turned 34, coincidentally the same number as this week's episode. I actually did not really plan that out in advance, so I was thinking why 34 or episode 34 seemed a bit convenient, and that is why when I thought about how old I was turning. So basically for this week's episode, it'll be the usual theme, tech news, and app or feature review actually for this week, and then that'll be followed with the entertainment news, and I will be combining the TV show review with the Star Wars profile with the information we got last week, and then round it out with the live tip. The additional bit for this week's episode is I will be going commercial free, so or break free, so it'll just be each segment one after another. But as always, the links will be in the show notes, so in case you guys want to check those out or need a quick access to those, they will be in the show notes. So with all of that out of the way, I will jump right into the episode. So to start it off with this week's theme, I was thinking about how what theme I could use, and with the information we got last week, as far as the what's coming at the end of the year, I figured advertising costs would be an applicable theme, and especially with the devices that were announced this week as well at Mobile World Congress, advertising costs seem like a good theme. So what they are is that, in general, they represent the expenses related to promoting an industry, entity, brand, or anything like that that relates to promoting the business itself, whether it's a part of the company or the company as a whole. Advertising costs are generally classified on the company's income statement, usually under selling, general, and administrative costs. So since it's not a direct revenue-generating part of the business, it is expensed off, but it can lead to revenue. So it's unless it actually can directly relate to a revenue, it's classified as an expense. The advertising costs are recorded in the period that they are incurred, or when the advertising actually incurs. So basically, once you spend the money for advertising, so if you buy a pack of business cards or buy some brochures, you'll expense those off right away. Or, for example, let's say you make an agreement to advertise for another company, or you decide to make an agreement to advertise a certain amount, you may not recognize those advertisements until you actually put them out and they're available, because the event actually hasn't occurred, so you can't quantify that expense. So that's really all there is to that. So advertising can be anything from a TV commercial or a search ad or a website banner, anything like that that can be used to promote your brand itself. So something to consider there. So with that, I will jump right into this week's tech news. So to start it off, Google Fiber was released to select San Francisco residents, businesses, and homeowners, and things like that. So it's not going to be a full rollout, and it's not in a rollout in the traditional sense where Google will be rolling out the full infrastructure. They'll be using the existing infrastructure to provide their fiber service to the residents who get it. This week, Google also announced that they are rolling out their accelerated mobile project, also known as AMP, for mobile search. So websites that support it will show noticeable improvements in their speed and support on the web. WordPress is going to be among the first sites to support it, so I believe it'll be supported automatically, but if not, I'm sure it'll be via a plugin. But if you notice that WordPress sites are loading faster, their performance is a lot better than you remember, then that is why. Gmail got an update with support for the rich text format, RTF, and instant RSVPing for events, so that should be a lot easier there. Spotify is, that made an agreement with Google to start using their service for its data, so rather than hosting it themselves, Google will be hosting it, so similar to the kind of service that Amazon provides for Amazon's cloud infrastructure. Facebook this week extended their like button with new emotions, including wow, sad, mad, and a few others, so look out for that. In order to access it on desktop or mobile, all you have to do is long press on the like button and you'll get the additional emotions. SoundCloud Pulse was released this week for iOS. That's the app for SoundCloud, I don't want to say developers, but producers, so you can more easily keep track of stats and comments and things like that on the go. WhatsApp has started up their official beta program for Android, so in case you want to get the latest and greatest features and updates, you can do that now. Amazon this week raised the minimum free shipping total to $49. Previously, I think it was $35, so in case you're wondering why you need to buy more to get free shipping, then that is why. iOS 9.3 Beta 4 was released this week for developers, so look out for that to start working on that platform. Facebook Messenger got an update this week on Android to now support multiple accounts, so in case you have multiple Facebook accounts you want to chat with on your phone, that is now available. Cyanogen released a new program called Mod for developers to now integrate more directly and deeply into their OS via available API, so you can have more direct control and enhancements of apps with the OS rather than just surface level connections, so look out for that. As far as the phones that were released or announced this week, LG announced their G5 flagship phone. It comes with a 5.3-inch screen, Android 6, an octa-core Snapdragon 820 processor, 4 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs of storage, and then a 16-megapixel camera and a second 8-megapixel rear camera, an 8-megapixel front camera, and a 2800 milliamp-hour battery. So pretty good specs there. There are noticeable UI changes that are supposedly more streamlined. So they got rid of the app drawer, and rather than having that dedicated app drawer like we're used to, they're all apps were organized by folders and shortcuts, so look out for that bit of differentiation there. Samsung announced the Galaxy S7 this week. It comes with a 5.1-inch screen, octa-core Snapdragon or Samsung Exynos processor, 4 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs of storage, Android 6, 12-megapixel rear camera, down from 16, I believe, for last year, a 5-megapixel front camera, and a 3,000 milliamp-hour battery. I didn't see any new features that really stood out. They kind of fixed and updated what we had from last year otherwise, so not much to say there. They also announced the Galaxy S7 Edge, which has the same specs otherwise, but has a 5.5-inch screen and a 3,600 milliamp-hour battery, so slightly bigger, but a more powerful battery also. And finally, the Xiaomi announced the Mi 5. It comes with a 5.15-inch screen, Snapdragon 820 processor, 4 gigs of RAM, 32, 64, or 128 gigabytes of storage with micro SD card support to extend the storage, Android 6, a 16-megapixel rear camera, 4-megapixel front camera, and a 3,000 milliamp-hour battery. Same with them as far as Samsung, where nothing new or special was released here. Lenovo announced three new tablets this week in the Tab 3 series. The Tab 3 7 comes with a 7-inch screen, 1 gigahertz quad-core processor, 1 gig of RAM, 16 gigs of storage, Android 6, a 5-megapixel rear camera, and a 2-megapixel front camera. The Tab 3 8 has the exact same specs as the Tab 3 7, except with an 8-inch screen. And the third one is the Tab 310. It's a 10-inch tablet with a 1.3 GHz quad-core processor, 2 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs of storage, Android 6, an 8-megapixel rear camera, and a 5-megapixel front camera. So slightly up or higher specs than the other two tablets. In other news, though, YouTube added the ability on the desktop browsers to blur out sections of videos. So when you go to edit a video, if there's things you want to take out or hide from view, you can now more easily do that. This week, the Brave browser rolled out for Android, iOS, Windows, OS X, and Linux. Essentially, it improves on website loading by blocking trackers and smart checks ads to block intrusive ads or ads that are not generally accepted. So if that's a bad ad or it affects your web performance, then Brave browser will support that natively. So definitely worth checking it out. I've used it a little bit. It's kind of like Firefox, but streamlined down a little bit, so it doesn't have plugins, doesn't support Flash and things like that. It does have a basic bookmark manager, so there is that as well. So if you can live without Flash, then that may be the way to go. Things like Pandora won't work, and any site that uses Flash won't work. So something to work into, but it is cross-platform, so you can try it on any device. And finally, Facebook is going to start rolling out its live video recording for Android users coming soon, so look out for that. This is a feature that's already available for iOS users. And in a bit of follow-up from last week, I finally got the update for Gmail, for the Gmailify service. So I was able to link up my Yahoo account with Gmail, so I can send and receive my Yahoo emails without switching accounts. I tried hooking up my Hotmail account too, but that didn't work. So I think there's only a one link limit, so I'm not sure if that's going to expand to more accounts or if it will support one, but it's definitely worth checking out to get the same spam filters and label filters and all of that in the Gmail app. So that is all for that. So for now, I'll jump into the feature review for this week, and that is the Action Launcher covers feature, or the covers feature in Action Launcher. So when I heard about the LG story that they're getting away with the app drawer and it will all be covers, I thought that the covers in Action Launcher is a good way to help transition away from the app drawer, so you can give it a shot and see if it's something that you like and have a little bit extra functionality as well. So what you'll do is, after you install Action Launcher, this is a version 3, you'll create a folder, so group whatever icons you want, whether it's all of them or some of them, or whatever you want to do. So if you want to group your social media accounts, your pictures and videos, apps and things like that, do all of that. And so you'll have your traditional folders. And then when you open your, with Action Launcher, when you open the folder, you'll see the three-dot menu on the bottom right of the folder next to the folder name. And you'll see, when you touch that, you'll have the ability to make it a cover. So what this does is, whatever the first app in that folder is, becomes your traditional app shortcut. So it looks as if the folder went away. But when you swipe on that app shortcut, you get access to your full folder. So you still get that functionality of having an app shortcut. But let's say there's one app you use all the time and related apps that you don't necessarily use as much, but you still want quick access to, then covers come in handy. So an example is, let's say, social media. So let's say you use Facebook all the time, but you still want shortcuts to Google+, Feedly, Twitter, and Reddit, but you don't use those as much as you use Facebook, then you can create your folder. As long as the Facebook shortcut is first, when you create your cover, then you still have that one, or that quick access to Facebook, but swiping on the folder will still give you that quick access to those other shortcuts. So you don't have to browse through your app drawer to get to those various apps that are all still available on your home screen. And the same thing can be done with, let's say, your pictures and all of that. So let's say what you want a shortcut to your camera, but you also want a shortcut to your gallery, Instagram, and YouTube, then you can do the same thing, create a cover with your favorite camera app first, or let's say YouTube first or whatever, and create a cover. So it's all part of Action Launcher, so definitely worth checking out. I'll have a link in the show notes to the screencast I did for this feature, so you can check it out and see if it's something you like. But it's a very handy feature. It's a way of keeping your home screen neat and organized. And let's say you don't even have that many apps that you use to begin with, and you want them all on your home screen, but want another way of keeping them organized and still have access to quick access to your apps that you use all the time, then Covers is definitely the way to go. That's Covers, and it's a part of Action Launcher version 3. So that is all for that. So with that, I'll jump right into this week's entertainment segment. So this week, actually, a lot of stuff happened as far as entertainment goes. As far as the news and what I watched, got a lot of stuff to go through there. I'm actually combining the TV show / movie review with the Star Wars profile, as that bit of news was actually pretty interesting, and I don't want to say totally revealing, but there was enough to for me to say to combine them, so there is that. So there's that, and then after that review, I'll jump right into this week's life tip. So to start it off with some of the news segments, Star Wars / Lucas or Disney released a do-it-yourself recipe for Ray's portion bread. So if you wanted to try it yourself and see it rise automatically and all of that, then it's definitely worth checking out. I'll have a link in the show notes for you guys to see what ingredients are required and the process to take to make it yourself. This week, it was released that Jean-Claude Van Damme will be starring in a new action comedy on Amazon Prime. At the moment, it's being called Jean-Claude Van Johnson. It was along the lines of a detective, basically a detective show, but kind of a comedy. I'm kind of thinking maybe it's a take on what we saw on USA with Monk and Syke, so we'll see. So that is coming soon. Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice got a couple of release or announcements this week. The first is that its runtime is set at 150 minutes, so at approximately 2.5 hours long, and tickets will be going on sale on February 29th, so coming soon. I think there's also an agreement with Regal Cinemas to have a limited edition ticket as well, so look out for that. And finally, Doctor Who seasons 1 through 8 are going to be released on Amazon Prime in March of 2016. I didn't see a specific release date, but I'll probably poke around a little bit more. But since it's the first 8 seasons, it's a good way to start. I figure I'm one of those people to start at the beginning, so I'll be able to check that out as well, see if it's a show for me. And that is also on the heels that I think there was some news that it's leaving Netflix, but I'm not totally sure if that's actually happening, but for those of you who have Amazon Prime, look out for that. As far as what I watched this week, I did get a chance to watch Horace and Pete Season 1, Episode 4. This was a little bit more on the side of Horace as far as not getting laid recently and him being in a funk of sorts. So the whole episode was around that. This episode was only about 30 minutes long, so a little bit shorter than usual, but definitely worth it if it is your kind of show. I had a chance to also watch Black Sails Season 3, Episode 5. We see more of the alliance, a little bit more of the alliance between Edward Teach and I forget the other captain's name from the island, but not Flint. We also see more of the progression of Flint and that crew as far as the island they're on with the slaves, and his learning that Teach is involved with the defenses or the failed defenses on Nassau. I also had a chance to watch The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 10, The Next World. It was a pretty light-hearted episode at that. Kind of fun compared to at least last week's episode. It was pretty interesting. We see especially Carl with the eye, not the eye patch, but the bandages around his eye. And then a supply run in the interactions between Rick and Daryl. And then I had a chance to watch The X-Files Season 10, Episode 6, My Struggle 2. So this was the season finale for the miniseries for The X-Files. It was pretty interesting. We see more of Scully's struggles here, and then also the interesting conclusion to the episode with the alien. So definitely worth a watch. And it looks like they are leaving it open to possibly to more episodes and more seasons going forward. I also had a chance to watch the dual episode releases for Agent Carter. So Season 2, Episode 8, The Edge of Mystery, and Season 2, Episode 9, A Little Song and Dance. I was actually curious as to why this happened, especially since next week is now going to be the season finale, but I have a feeling this was probably related to this or no more seasons being scheduled for Agent Carter, so they're doubling up to finish the season. But it still seemed kind of unusual that they're doing two episodes in a week, or they're trying to finish it early for some reason. But pretty interesting when you see more of the Black Matter. So basically that is the entire scope of this season more than anything else. So it'll be interesting to see what, or see how they conclude the season and probably the series next week. I also had a chance to watch Star Wars Rebels Season 2, Episode 17, The Honorable Ones. So we see more of the, or basically it was a team-up episode between Agent Kallus and Zeb, and their understanding that they're along the same lines, but two people on different sides of battle. So a bit of understanding there and how Agent Kallus is probably now going to be an outcast among the Imperial fleet. And finally, I had a chance to watch a lot of The Expanse. I watched Season 1, Episodes 3 through 8, so quite a bit. I only have the last two episodes to get through now, so pretty good. We see more of the unraveling and kind of how the remaining crew of the Canterbury is getting more information, but they're still not sure where the tech is coming from, and then more of the Earth side of, or the people working for the Earth government not sure what's going on, and then as well as Mars or the Martian military trying to clear their name for to clear their name of what is going, trying to figure out what's going on and how, why they were implicated, and figure out what's going on there. So with that, I will jump into this week's TV show review / Star Wars profile. In this case, I'm going to be talking about the announcement during the Wonderful World of Disney, Disneyland 60, in regards to Star Wars Land. So the Wonderful World of Disney 60 aired on February 21st, 2016 on ABC. So for me, it's Channel 7, but it depends on what your region. But it was on ABC, obviously, since Disney is their parent company. The entire show had a runtime of 120 minutes with commercials. The segment was, I think, like 8 or 9 minutes long, so not too long. A summary of the show itself is that Walt Disney, one of the ultimate dreamers, used his uninhibited imagination and determination to create what became the springboard for all of the Walt Disney Company's spirited and wildly successful creativity that followed his crowning achievement, Disneyland. ABC will celebrate the inventiveness and inspiration of Disney's big, bold creation with a glamorous star-studded diamond anniversary event, both in the heart of Hollywood at the Dolby Theater and throughout some of the most iconic locations at Disneyland Park. So that's kind of where we go, and that's how kind of how Star Wars Land and Star Wars fits into the whole scheme of Disney. So basically, in short, we got a preview of what's going to be at Star Wars Land, basically at the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim, California, and Disney World in Orlando, Florida. The segment was hosted by, or presented by Harrison Ford, and a little bit introduction with BB-8 rolling onto the stage. Among some of the features we're going to get at Star Wars Land are the ability to fly as a pilot of the Millennium Falcon and kind of have that immersive experience there. There will also be an area to fight against the First Order. So as basically it seemed like it was a fight as a resistance fighter against the First Order. So probably some scenes from The Force Awakens there, or something immersive, kind of something along the lines of Star Tours, but in the era of Star Wars Episode 7. And then they announced a couple of dining experiences. The first is an upper level class diner, so a full dinner experience, probably with a full-on menu with stuff from the Star Wars universe. And then also a lower level cantina, probably along the lines of Maz's cantina from Episode 7, or maybe even the Mos Eisley cantina from Episode 4. So there will also be that experience. And then also a ability to scroll through and buy goods from an outdoor market. So probably along the lines of the Mos Eisley market that we saw there. There was a couple of the screenshot is of that, or a rendering of that market. So probably along the lines, or kind of reminded me actually of the market from Harry Potter, the first one, I didn't see much of the sequel, so I don't know how much they actually dove into that, but kind of along those lines. So you'll have that a Star Wars themed market, so you can buy different things. Probably also along the lines of Episode 1 when we visit, or from when we first meet up with Anakin. So along those lines, kind of basically just your standard outdoor market. So basically we got a few previews there of the Star Wars land. I think there was an overview of, I want to say either Naboo or maybe Alderaan, something along those lines. So we're going to get a full on immersive experience. If you've been to Cars Land in Disneyland, that's the only one I can speak to from experience. Basically, probably along those lines, but except in the Star Wars universe. So definitely very interesting, and I can't wait to see more there. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I will jump right into this week's life tip, and that is system specs. So this week, we had the announcement of the new Samsung Galaxy S7, the LG G5, and the Xiaomi Mi 5 smartphones, or Mi 5. I'm not sure how I forget exactly offhand how they pronounce it. But for this week's live tip, I thought I would share a little bit of how I compare smartphones for me. And I use the same thing when I am buying computer parts. I've been recently thinking about building a new desktop PC for myself. So a lot of people often ask me how I go about buying parts, how I compare different things, what I look for when I'm buying those different parts. So I thought I'd use a similar thing to keep it simple for the three smartphones. Basically what I do is I compare the different specs side by side. So I make a list of what I'm looking for, or what the different specs are for those, whatever I'm comparing. So in the case of smartphones, I'll put a list of, for example, the display size, RAM, storage, front camera, rear camera, operating system version, and things like that, what the battery size is, maybe what the processor is, maybe other various features. So if you want more granularity, so what Bluetooth version it supports, if it has NFC or not, or anything like that. So basically those cards that you see when you're browsing at smartphones in, for example, your carrier store or at a tech store, I make a spreadsheet to list all those different categories in column A, and then I'll list the different model devices in row one, and list everything that I have available so I see them side by side. And you can compare easily which device fits in with, or how each device fits in with the other one. And then if you want at the bottom or at the top, include the price. So if you're comparing, for example, only 32 or devices with 32 gigs of storage, you have relatively equivalent prices there. Or if you want 32 gigs of one device and 62 gigs of another, and you list those prices, you can get that comparison of what features they have there. And then you can hide columns for devices that might be out of your price range or the specs don't quite fit up. So for example, if two comparable devices and there's one in your they're in your price range, but one has quite a few fewer features than the other one and they cost the same, you want to hide that one, or the price of another is so much higher than the other one because even with the comparable specs, then you can hide that one, and then you can look at why that, maybe that one spec is, when the price on one is so much higher, or why the specs are so much lower, the price is so much lower on the other. And then you can highlight key features, so things that stand out for you that you like, and put those in one color, and specs that are probably not as good in another. So for example, the Xiaomi Mi 5 has a 5.15 inch screen versus the 5.3 or 5.5 inch screens for the LG G5 and the Galaxy S7. So things like that, you can highlight the cells for things that stand out or things that are good and things that are bad. And then you can add and remove features as you need. So if there's things that you didn't consider before, or things that you thought you might need but no longer need. So for example, if there's a particular spec that doesn't really matter to you. So if you don't care about screen size, or you don't care about RAM or the operating system version, things like that, you can hide the row or delete it entirely if you no longer need it. And then my thing as well, biggest thing as well, is the price, seeing the price side by side. So I want to know that, for example, if I'm getting a device, for example, for me, the biggest thing or one of the bigger features is storage. So I want to know, okay, I'm getting 64 gigs of storage. Is one device's price at, for example, let's say $299 and another device's $250 or $200, why is that other device $100 less? So I can now look into that and I'll see that because they're side by side versus going to one page versus another, maybe the spec being in different locations on different web pages or something along those lines. I have normalized that listing. So I do the same thing as well when I'm looking at computer specs. So if you're looking at two desktop PCs and you're looking at the specs, or even let's say you're looking at a Windows 10 PC versus Mac versus a Chromebook, you have all the specs listed side by side. Now, since you see the specs, you can narrow down which models you want, and now you can look at, well, how much of what they offer is something that can be used for what you do in your regular PC life. So basically just having that listing is definitely a way to go and helps you kind of see in front of you side by side what you're looking at. No pressure, you have the raw data in front of you and you can make your decision. So that's all there is for that. If you buy the journal for this week's episode, there'll be a screenshot. Or if you want me to send it to you, I did a sample doing a comparison of the Galaxy S7, the LG G5, and the Xiaomi Mi 5. So you guys get a general idea of how I do it. And then it can be manipulated around for how you see it. Maybe even have a scroll or auto scroll set for a fixed row at the top. So if you have a lot of specs or you have a fixed number of specs and you have a long list of devices, and you can do at scroll so you always have your header at the top, for example. So that is actually all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com, and you can find me on Twitter at patelin01. And then you can find all links and prior episodes and all of that good stuff at patelin01.com. And of course, you can get this show or any show on the Geek.io network at geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.